Yes. Hey. This is, hi, John. Hey, John. How you doing? How you doing?
Break up or something, we'll have to go ahead and back up. But
oh, not a problem. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a call. Sorry to bother you. I don't even know if you can help me or not. I just was talking to Rob and some people, and I'm in the call for like coaching and mentoring industry, and I've just gotten some. I got a Department of Commerce Protection guy on my ass. Just won't leave me alone, and I just was actually calling to see. I got fined $400,000 in the state because I didn't have a bond or a license for 3 months. And
we talked about this before, didn't we?
No.
Can I talk about this? Okay. I talked to someone else about this. 400 grand?
Yeah, 400,000.
Who fined you? The state?
Yeah, Glenn Minson. I had an issue with Glenn Minson back in 2008, and he's never just let me go. I mean, he's never just let me be. And I mean, I've got out of that call industry and everything after he fined me last year. But why am I reaching out now? As I sold all my equipment and I was helping this individual. Another.
Did you pay the fine before?
No, I didn't pay, and I've been trying to fight the fine. I've been trying to fight the fine, and I'm fighting it now. And the problem is, now I sold all my equipment to another business. And I've been helping him getting them leads and stuff, and now he's trying to go after their license because they know me. And I just, you know, got on the phone, was talking to Rob and that, and he suggested maybe I try to get a hold of you, and maybe he brought up going to your breakfast at Mimi's Cafe and chat with you and see if there's, like, anything you could do.
Are the lawyers involved? Has litigation
been
filed yet?
Yeah, you know, I had Blair Jackson and them helping me. And honestly, you know, I ran out of money. Then I just filed my own answer to the judgment myself.
You have a judgment against you? Just the complaint, right?
Yeah, just a complaint. And they're trying to get they're trying to turn it into a judgment, it looks like now.
Okay.
So
you ran out of money?
I did for a while there, and I started generating leads in that, and I'm in a position now where I can...
Well, you better get yourself a lawyer, so you're not letting this go to judgment, and then I'd be more than happy to have you sit down with the Attorney General. I'm not the Attorney General yet. I'm not over those areas yet.
Right.
But as you sit down with the Attorney General, then have him, if he thinks it's a good idea, or he thinks you're right, at least thinks he can help you, see if there's something that can be done to get it worked out with the lawyers here. Again, the client, the way Utah is so dysfunctional right now, is the client is the Department of Commerce and Consumer Protection, and that is not someone we control or even influence greatly. It's because that they work for the governor's office right now. Now, when I'm Attorney General, you know, this is kind of confidential, but I'm going to try to restructure it so that consumer protection is under the AG, and the AG has more authority over those investigations, right? In fact, complete authority over that.
Okay.
The attorneys that handle the case for the Department of Commerce are our Assistant Attorney General. They work for Mark.
Okay.
They work for the Attorney General. And so... it's easy for, if you have an attorney, or if you don't, you know, to set up a meeting with Mark Sherla.
Okay.
Have him understand what happens, and then see if we can do something to, and somehow, in some way, help if it makes sense.
Okay.
I say that because I know that there are always two sides to even a very thin pancake, and we have to certainly visit with our lawyers and our division chief and see what his take is on things, and a lot of times... they try to work things out with people who are trying to do it right, and made a mistake, and don't have the ability to pay the whole fine. Usually there's a way to get that done in a way that is affordable for you, and a lesson is learned as you go back on your way. So I'd be happy to set that meeting up with Mark, have you and me and him talk together.
Yeah.
And see if there's not something we can do to help. But you need to get yourself a lawyer in the meantime so that you're protecting your rights.
Yeah.
And not getting yourself into a default judgment situation that makes it so you lose, any ability to really work these out with the state.
Yeah, and I was talking to Allen, an attorney that was Allen. I forget his last name. And I was going to sign everything with him and have him work on it, Matt. And maybe I'll just get the ball rolling with him on Monday. And I don't know.
Well,
should
Allen work for you or work for the state?
It was an attorney that I was referred to by another attorney that I was working with that I just couldn't afford. It was over kind of his head, too. That was another thing. Is the attorney that I was working with to do the appeal, he just said it was over his head, and I would have to dig for his card. I think it was like Wright?
I don't know. There's
yeah, I would have to look and really see. But is it a situation where I could get with him and maybe him call talk to you, or what? How would I go about setting up that meeting, or what would we do?
No, yeah, that'd be fine. You can have him call, contact me.
Okay.
You can have him call, contact my secretary,
Shelly. Okay.
And set up a meeting with Mark and me. Shelly, let me get her number. Can I give it to you right now?
Yeah, definitely. Let me grab a pen right here. I'm just at the house. What is that number?
801-538-9600.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and her name's Shelly?
Yeah, ask for Shelly and just say, I need to set up a meeting with John Swallow and Mark Sherlock. I talked to John about this, and it'll probably need about a half an hour.
Okay.
And that'll be you and your lawyer, Mark and me, and we just kind of talk this through.
Not a problem. I definitely will do that then. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. The most important thing you need to do is make sure you got a lawyer protecting you in the meantime so that you're not getting that some kind of default judgment against you in the meantime.
Okay. I definitely...
And then there we go. Okay? Good luck.
Thank you very much, John. You have a great Easter. I really appreciate it.
No problem. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.